May we see ourselves as Jesus sees us, full of love. Amen. This passage is known as Mark's Little Apocalypse. This style of writing is meant to capture the experience of calamity, and it's meant to be the literature of the dispossessed. Apocalyptic writings are meant for people living in a hopeless situation, struggling to see a future. And this type of writing seeks to reveal an answer to questions of how does one who has experienced destruction and tragedy find a way to hope, to something new, to something better? And Jesus is concerned about the questions and the fears his disciples will have after he is gone. Because Jesus knows what lies ahead for the disciples. And he is offering them hope for when they will be surrounded by doubt, afraid for their very lives, wondering how are they supposed to witness to his teachings, witness to this very hope when they themselves will be in the middle of fear, violence, and those who will want to lead them astray. And Jesus also wants the disciples to know that the world we experience in times of hardship is not the way God intends for the world to be. Jesus wants the disciples to trust that God is transforming the world, and that the disciples and the followers of Christ are called to be part of God's transforming work. How do we find hope in the middle of despair? How do we keep really awful things from having a sustained impact upon us? Do we become negative or paralyzed? Do we let it break us? Or do we find ways to survive, to rise above, and allow ourselves to see how we can learn from this truly awful experience? When we can see a way to make meaning out of, when we can see a way to shape a difficult experience, this is resiliency. This is what Jesus tells us to hold on to, that we are able and capable of bouncing back and adapting well in the face of adversity, trauma, tragedy, significant stress, and threats. So I'd like to share a story about two couples who had vastly different outlooks on the situation both couples were in. I met both couples on the same day while I was doing my required hospital chaplaincy training during seminary. As part of this training, I would go to different floors of the hospital and stop in to visit with patients. And sometimes family members were there too. On this particular day, I was on the cardiovascular floor, and this is where I met the two couples. For both couples, it was the husbands who had had the heart procedures, and at the time, the procedure they had was quite experimental. Both men's hearts had stopped working completely, so a device was now attached to their hearts that operated as though it was their real heart, doing the actual pumping of blood through their bodies. And without this device, they would die. And attached to the device was a power cord, which came out the sides of their body. And they could plug the cord into a large portable power pack or into specifically designed outlets that were now installed in their homes, because the heart device required a constant source of power. And this procedure also required a lot of medication and monitoring for both couples coming back to the hospital to get recalibrated. Was becoming a new normal for them. The first couple, I'll call Mr. and Mrs. Orange, shared how the procedure impacted their lives. Then they shared stories of how their life together used to be. And as they shared these stories, they began to smile and to laugh. And then as they came back to the present moment, Mr. Orange's demeanor shifted completely. And he said, "That's all gone now. There's nothing left. No more fishing. No more outdoors. Everything makes me feel sick. I wish I hadn't." And Mrs. Orange turned her head away, because part of her wasn't able to disagree. The second couple, I'll call Mr. and Mrs. Yellow. When I walked into their room, they were laughing and holding hands. The curtains were open and the sun was coming into the room. And I started by introducing myself and asking what had brought them to the hospital. And when they shared that it was the same procedure that Mr. Orange had, I was quite surprised. I started to share how hard this must be for them. But they stopped me, and they said, "Not at all." They were so grateful for each day they still had together. They saw each day as a gift. And the hospital visits as fine-tuning. They didn't see loss. They took pleasure in all the little things they could still do together. It required a lot more planning, and there were challenges, but for them it sure beat not being with each other. One couple was struggling with despair and hopelessness. They were beginning to feel like they were losing the meaning and purpose of their lives. One couple recognized there were challenges, but they could see past these, and they were able to find enjoyment and purpose. And this brings us back to Jesus. Jesus reminds us that we have to be mindful of the inner stories we tell ourselves. These stories carry power. The stories we tell ourselves shapes our hearts and our minds. Jesus reminds us that change is hard work. Transformation is even harder. But when we participate in the work of creating change, there we find hope. There we become like a light in the world. There, and all the struggling, is meaning. How we perceive our circumstances works to shape our reality and our ability to cope with that reality. It is like birth pangs. And at the end of the pain is something new and beautiful. Amen.